Doctrine and Covenants, Times at a Glance, Chart Number 3, Section 138, and Official Declarations 1 and 2. See Doctrine and Covenants section headings for historical background and history of the church references. The timeline of this chart begins in July 1846 and goes through 2005. Church headquarters, Winter Quarters, Nebraska, July 1846 through May 1848. July 1846. The Mormon Battalion began its historic march to California on behalf of the United States government. September 1846, church leaders established winter quarters as a way station for the saints traveling west. April 1847, the first pioneer company led by Brigham Young began its trek west from winter quarters. July 21st through 24th, 1847, the first pioneer company arrived in the Salt Lake Valley. Salt Lake City, Utah became the headquarters of the church in September 1848. 1847 through 1857, the saints established about 100 colonies in the American West. December 27, 1847, in Canesville, Iowa, the first presidency was sustained in a conference of the church with Brigham Young as second church president. 1849 to 1850, missionary work was greatly expanded in Europe and began in Hawaii. September 1849, the Perpetual Immigrating Fund was established to assist saints traveling to the Salt Lake Valley. September 9, 1850, Utah and some of its surrounding areas became a territory of the United States. October through November 1856, severe snowstorms trapped the Willie and Martin Handcart Companies in Wyoming. Many were saved by courageous rescuers from the Salt Lake Valley. 1866 through 1867, the Relief Society was reestablished with Eliza R. Snow as president. May 10, 1869, the Transcontinental Railroad was completed, enabling saints to gather more quickly and easily in the American West. November 28, 1869, the forerunner to the current Young Women Organization was established. June 10, 1875, the forerunner to the current Young Men Organization was founded. October 16, 1875, Brigham Young Academy, now university, was organized in Provo, Utah. April 6, 1877, the St. George, Utah Temple was dedicated. August 29, 1877, the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, with John Taylor as president, led the church. August 25, 1878, the first meeting of the primary was held. October 10, 1880, the first presidency was reorganized. John Taylor was sustained as third president of the church. May 17, 1884, President Taylor dedicated the Logan, Utah Temple. July 25, 1887, Wilford Woodruff led the church as president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. May 17, 1888, President Woodruff dedicated the Manti, Utah Temple. April 7, 1889, Wilford Woodruff was sustained as fourth president of the church. Official Declaration 1, September 24, 1890. President Wilford Woodruff sought for a solution to the problems resulting from persecution of those practicing plural marriage. April 6, 1893, President Woodruff dedicated the Salt Lake Temple. January 4, 1896, Utah became a state in the United States of America. 1898, the first full-time sister missionaries were set apart. September 1898, Lorenzo Snow was sustained as fifth president of the church. May 1899, while seeking wisdom and prayer on how to solve the church's financial problems, President Snow received a revelation emphasizing the law of tithing. August 1901, a mission was opened in Japan. October 1901, Joseph F. Smith became sixth president of the church. 1906, President Joseph F. Smith became the first church president to visit Europe. 1908 to 1909, weekly ward priesthood meetings and age requirements for the ordination of worthy young men began. 1912, the first seminary classes were established. April 27, 1915, the first presidency urged members to hold regular family home evenings. October 3, 1918, Section 138 was revealed to President Joseph F. Smith while studying the scriptures in order to understand our post-mortal existence. November 1918, Heber J. Grant became seventh president of the church. 1926, the first Institute of Religion program for college students was opened. July 15, 1929, the Tabernacle Choir held its first radio broadcast. 1930, the church celebrated its 100th anniversary. April 7, 1936, the welfare program was launched. 1939 through 1940, because of World War II, missionaries began to be evacuated from Europe, the Pacific, and other areas. May 1945, George Albert Smith became eighth president of the church. 1947, church membership passed the 1 million mark. April 1951, David O. McKay was sustained as ninth president of the church. 1952 to 1961, missionary work was expanded in many areas of the world. President McKay taught every member a missionary. 1955 to 1958, outside North America and Hawaii, the first stakes were organized and the first temples dedicated. September 1955, the Church College of Hawaii opened. 1961, the Priesthood Correlation Program was instituted. September 1967, the first regional representatives were called. January 1970, Joseph Fielding Smith was sustained as 10th president of the church. 1971, church membership exceeded 3 million. July 1972, Harold B. Lee was sustained as 11th president of the church. December 1973, Spencer W. Kimball became 12th president of the church. 1974, President Kimball urged members to lengthen our stride and enlarge our vision of missionary work worldwide. 1975 to 1976, the first quorum of the 70 was reorganized to serve as a general authority quorum. Official Declaration Number 2, June 1, 1978. President Spencer W. Kimball desired to know the will of the Lord concerning extending the blessings of the priesthood to all worthy male members. 1979 through 1981, new editions of the scriptures with improved study helps were published in English. 1980, a three-hour block Sunday meeting schedule was instituted. 1982, church membership exceeded 5 million. June 24, 1984, area presidencies were organized to strengthen church government on the local level. August 1985, a new hymn book in English was published and became the basis for new hymn books in many languages. November 1985, Ezra Taft Benson became 13th president of the church. 1985, the humanitarian relief program began to be greatly expanded to provide food, clothing, and medical supplies to the needy around the world. 1986, church membership reached 6 million. 1986 to 1987, President Benson emphasized the importance of studying the Book of Mormon. May 15, 1988, the first stake in Western Africa was organized. 1988 to 1991, missionary work expanded into Eastern Europe. May 16, 1989, the Brigham Young University Jerusalem Center was dedicated. June 1994, Howard W. Hunter became 14th president of the church. March 1995, Gordon B. Hinckley became 15th president of the church. April 1, 1995, the first area authorities were called. September 23, 1995, the family, a proclamation to the world, was issued. April 4, 1997, the first area authority 70s were called. 1997, church membership exceeded 10 million. 1998, the dedication of the first smaller temples began, making the blessings of regular temple attendance available to more members. May 24, 1999, the Family Search website was launched. January 1, 2000, The First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles published their testimony in The Living Christ. October 2000, President Hinckley dedicated the 21,000-seat Conference Center. March 31, 2001, President Hinckley announced the creation of the Perpetual Education Fund to help young Latter-day Saints receive education and training. June 27, 2002, the rebuilt Nauvoo, Illinois Temple was dedicated. September 2005, 122 temples are in operation. Note, some of the dates in this chart are approximate. End of note. End of the Doctrine and Covenants Times at a Glance, Chart Number 3, Section 138, and Official Declarations 1 and 2.